What's up, everybody? We are on the scene at NRG Stadium, actually for the first time in a few weeks, and it's good to be back home after a bye week and a trip to Cleveland on Salute to Service Day. Look, we all know somebody that has spent a lifetime in the military or spent time fighting for our country, and the NFL recognizes it. I think it's one of the great things that they do, and you can see that the choir that'll sing before the game, the national anthem, and they just practiced it a little while ago, and it gave me chills. It was fantastic. But check this out. We've even got a guest Eagle. And no, not Philadelphia Eagles. It wouldn't have made much sense a couple of weeks ago. But we got a guest Eagle. How about that? The symbol of our country right there on the 50-yard line. That's cool. I don't know exactly where he's going to go and where he's going to fly. But the fact that he's here as a special guest representing service and our heroes, very, very cool. And you can see, I'd like to go over and interview him, but I am a little worried that it may freak him out a little bit. So we'll keep it. But like I've said many, many times, on the scene, you never know what you're going to see. Last week in Cleveland, we had some chump that was running across the field with no shirt on in 30-degree weather, and he got plowed by the security. Today, well, you see a beautiful eagle about to take flight. I don't know if he's going to take flight now, but if he does, let's just hope that he comes back before game time. How about that? Let's go and take our entrance, and then we're going to walk in the end zone. I realized something this week, and I hope it repeats itself, but a little nuance having as it pertains to J.J. Watt. Let's go down here and make our entrance, and I'll show you what I'm talking about. All right, now you guys know all about the NRG entrance. We've made this entrance a few thousand times, or maybe six, whatever works for you when we're on the scene. But I like the fact that we come out of this tunnel, and there's a reason for that, because this tunnel leads to this end zone. And I think this is what's cool today. You'll see all the pylons where we've got the Salute to Service ribbon, which is very, very cool. So if J.J. Watt doesn't score a touchdown, he can just pick up the pylon instead of saluting. But I bring up J.J. Watt for this reason. This end zone right here where, you know, look, a lot of things have taken place over the years. But J.J. Watt has scored in this end zone a number of times. In fact, this is the only end zone that he has scored at NRG. I'd love to see it down on that end and thrill those fans. But every single time that J.J. has scored, he has, in fact, run to almost the exact same spot, which is right here at the tee. So he scored against Cincinnati back in 2011 in a playoff game. We all know that. Then he scored against Buffalo, and then he scored against Indianapolis. Every single one of those plays ended up right here going right down the tee. And then, of course, he did his nay-nay or his salute or whatever he did to all the fans right here. I'd like for J.J. to kind of spread the wealth today. I'd like to see him scoring both end zones. That would be kind of nice. But either way, if he doesn't score, hopefully the offense will score enough to get a win today over the Cincinnati Bengals. Hey, we're going to be on the scene at NRG for 2 weeks in a row. This week, next week, next week's Tennessee. Let's get a win today. Appreciate you watching, everybody. Get to HoustonTexans.com for all the great info that we've got there on the site. Jay and everybody does a great job putting up the videos, the articles. Get to HoustonTexans.com. Appreciate you watching. We're on the scene. We'll see you next week, everyone.